Your question is, thoughts on the arm of the left who are against all wars, even when countries are provoked into action to defend, i.e. Russia's operation in Ukraine? Yeah, so I have a lot of thoughts about this. This arm of the left you're talking about tend to be on the Trotskyist tendency. They tend to also be liberal imperialists, meaning that this arm of the left actually doesn't have a real concrete understanding of war. They don't have a history or maybe even an ancestry, what it means to be ravaged by imperialism. They don't have any direct relationship to imperialism, at least in terms of its military machinery and what that machinery does to people at home and abroad. So usually these forces are those who like to universalize things, kind of like in this very American exceptionalist manner, right? It renders the empire innocent, and they like to do this because what it does is it takes attention off of their own shortcomings. So a lot of these leftists have not stood up against all wars. They were nowhere to be found when the U.S. invaded Libya. When they were found, generally, they were on the side of NATO, right? So a lot of this arm of the left, you can tell who they really are when they say, well, we need to oppose Russia now. And they weren't anywhere to be found when there was NATO aggression, when there was real U.S.-led imperialist aggression in countries like Syria, Yugoslavia. You know, we can go on and on and on. So that is my thought. My thought is that actually this arm of the left is not interested in opposing any wars. This arm of the left is interested in using the topic of war to forward what I think is a reactionary political agenda, a reactionary political agenda that likes to single out countries targeted by imperialism, provoked into military action. This isn't the first time Russia has been provoked into military action. We know about Chechnya, we know about Georgia, and we know that the United States for decades now has been using NATO to encroach militarily on Russia's borders, and all of the conflicts that Russia has had to fight since then has to do in some degree, if not entirely, with the fact that Russia has not had any reprieve or respite from this, even after the Soviet Union was dismantled. And so the Soviet Union was dismantled, it disintegrated, and yet the United States and its imperialist allies did not stop the aggression. Actually, in many ways, the aggression has heightened because they took advantage of a long decade in which Russia was too weak to put up any kind of opposition to their aggression. And so now we see the fruits of that. Now we see that Russia is not weak anymore. It can't be bullied. It has developed both its military apparatus and its economic base to not just protect itself from aggression, but also to make overt maneuvers when needed in order to shore up its interests. And that is geopolitics. That's what's going to happen in geopolitics when you have a real class struggle. That's why I call multipolarity a class struggle. It's a class struggle because there are forces at play. There are classes, whether they are nations, oppressed and oppressor nations, whether we are talking about workers and the boss, employers and capital, that, you know, whether we're talking about oppressed nations, not just in terms of nation states, we're talking about nations of people, whether it's Black people, Indigenous people, etc., right? This is a class struggle, and multipolarity is the class struggle of oppressed nations and oppressor nations figuring out how to not just coexist, but also how to resolve the contradictions in front of them based upon their class interests. That's a lot of what multipolarity is. Multipolarity is, well, what kind of strategy, economic, political, and otherwise military, do you take in order to really build up, protect, and shore up your sovereignty? And so to me, the left who says they're against all wars and they cite Russia as one of the biggest ones that they oppose, they're not serious people. They are not seriously looking at the geopolitical situation. They are not looking at the objective conditions on the ground. They are not understanding that not all wars are alike. They don't understand the difference between a special military operation and a full-scale invasion, which the United States has waged on so many countries over the last 30, 40, 50 years. they're not serious, right? They don't understand the Leninist concept of you need to fight your own imperialist government in order for anything to get better abroad. That's a Leninist principle. That's how you wage real class struggle in the realm of international politics. You oppose your imperialist government. If the United States does not have its hands clean here, the United States' hands are very dirty, very bloody. Joe Biden just sent another $1 billion worth of weaponry to Ukraine on top of the 40 plus billion, on top of the hundreds of millions on top of that. So these people aren't serious, really. And they're not against wars. They're not against any war.